Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Reflection and Hope Amid the Coronavirus Pandemic. Audiences across the globe find hope and divinity in Shenyun. Persecution of Falun Gong mentioned numerous times in U.S. State Department's annual human rights report. Activities in Stockholm, Sweden draw attention to Falun Gong. We absolutely support you. Slovakia. Public figures express solidarity with Falun Gong and condemn the CCP's illegal organ harvesting. And New Zealand. Falun Dafa welcomed by Christchurch Burwood community. Now for the stories.
Reflection and Hope Amid the Coronavirus Pandemic. The World Health Organization declared the novel coronavirus a pandemic on March 11th as the disease has spread to over 100 countries with at least 121,000 infected cases and more than 4,000 deaths. The majority of these cases were in Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, where many people died at home or in the emergency room before being diagnosed, and where some even dropped dead while walking on the street. Some Wuhan netizens blogged that it wasn't until the virus broke out that they realized how precious a hospital bed, an oxygen tube, or a ventilator was, as local hospitals were overwhelmed by coronavirus patients. They noted that the disease struck the poor the same as the rich, and that life, not wealth or fame, was the most important in the face of the outbreak. As described in a recent three-month review of the outbreak, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, became aware of human-to-human transmission of the virus back in December 2019, but it didn't take any preventive measures outside of the Chinese military. Several physicians and other whistleblowers were disciplined for talking about the potential outbreak. Italy and Iran have become two hot spots outside China, registering about 120,000 and 9,000 infected cases, respectively. A close examination of the two countries' partnership with China indicates that this may not be accidental. In March 2019, Italy became the first G7 nation to join China's Belt and Road Initiative, sometimes referred to as the New Silk Road, which was launched in 2013 and aims to expand China's economic and political influence from East Asia to Europe. Many analysts believe the Belt and Road Initiative could be a Trojan horse for China-led regional development and military expansion. Iran is another country that has close ties with China. Iran has developed strategic partnership with Beijing, and Chinese manufacturers are reported to be planning new operations in Iran. The CCP is known for its human rights violations and persecution of religious beliefs, especially Falun Gong, a meditation system based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Since July 1999, a large number of Falun Gong practitioners have been detained, imprisoned, tortured, and subjected to forced organ harvesting. Many stories have been received by the Minghui.org website recently in which people improved their health after quitting the CCP organizations and reciting the phrases, Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good.
Audiences across the globe find hope and divinity in Shenyun. Shenyun Performing Arts brought uplifting tales and classical stories to cities in the United States, New Zealand, Germany, and Switzerland during the week of February 25th through March 1st, 2020. Mark Kramer, an entrepreneur and the founder of the first angel investor network in the U.S., saw Shenyun at the Merriam Theater in Philadelphia on February 27th. He said, "It was great. I mean, I really enjoyed it. And you know, that's why I come back every year. That's because for a couple of hours, you get to really decompress. I think it inspires people to live a healthy life one in which you love other people, connect with other people, share with them, and it's all about the good in man. Pennsylvania State Representative Maria Donatucci saw Shen Yun's performance in Philadelphia on March 1st. She presented a proclamation of good wishes to the Classical Chinese Dance Company through its local presenter, the Greater Philadelphia Falun Dafa Association. She said, "It's amazing that without a word, except from the commentators, how much we pick up from just the movement, the motion, the music. It tells us the whole story. It's just beautiful. It's extremely spiritual. It's amazing to think all the different things they do in this performance. It really is. It's beautiful. I'm enjoying it so much. I really am. A beautiful all-in-all experience, and I recommend for everybody to get a chance to see it. I feel so happy that I got to see it," she said. Pennsylvania State Senator Christine Tartaglione saw Shen Yun and presented a certificate of recognition to the local presenter at the Merriam Theater in Philadelphia on February 28th. The proclamation reads in part, "The company's popularity around the world reflects a growing need among people around the world for goodness, harmony, and renewal." After seeing the performance, she said, "I have to tell you, Shen Yun is stunning. I am inspired, I really am. It was so moving, and I can see the divinity. As the show went, I saw the spirituality coming out. I was extremely impressed and am grateful to be here. When the beams of light came out, I could actually feel them going through me. I was moved that much. Between the dance and the music, it takes my breath away when I watch it. I think everybody should see it," she said.
Persecution of Falun Gong mentioned numerous times in U.S. State Department's annual human rights report. The U.S. State Department released the 2019 country reports on human rights practices on March 11, 2020, which mentioned the persecution of Falun Gong and human rights lawyers in China numerous times. Secretary of State Michael Pompeo said during the press conference on March 11th, "We all know the rights of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness just don't belong to Americans. They belong to everyone everywhere." He then highlighted human rights violations in China, Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba. The report stated some activists and organizations continue to accuse the government of involuntarily harvesting organs from prisoners of conscience, especially members of Falun Gong. Research published by Australian National University argued that the Chinese government's organ transplant program from non-voluntary donors who are marked down as citizen donors. The research described investigations showing direct and indirect evidence of forced organ harvesting in China, citing extraordinarily short waiting times and massive infrastructure development of facilities and medical personnel for organ transplant operations. Numerous cases occurred in which human rights lawyers were suppressed. The Chinese government was reported to have suspended or revoked the business licenses or law licenses of some lawyers who took on sensitive cases such as pro-democracy dissidents, house church activists, or Falun Gong practitioners. Besides detention, the report noted that authorities frequently subjected former political prisoners and their families to surveillance, telephone wiretaps, searches, and other forms of harassment or threats. The report also listed many other types of mistreatment, for example, arbitrary or unlawful killings by the government, forced disappearances by the government, torture by the government, arbitrary detention by the government, harsh and life-threatening prison and detention conditions, political prisoners, arbitrary interference with privacy, substantial problems with the independence of the judiciary, physical attacks on and criminal prosecution of journalists, lawyers, writers, bloggers, dissidents, petitioners, and others, as well as their family members.
Activities in Stockholm, Sweden draw attention to Falun Gong. We absolutely support you. A group gathered near the Swedish Parliament in Stockholm to inform people about the persecution of Falun Gong in China and set up informational displays on Mynttorget Square on February 29, 2020. There was a lot of foot traffic at the square as the snow had stopped and the sun came out. Many people stopped to learn about the health-promoting spiritual discipline. Falun Gong is a spiritual discipline that promotes mental and physical wellness and has been persecuted in China since 1999. Practitioners around the world have been calling for an end of the persecution for the past 20 years. As soon as the posters were set up, a security guard approached a practitioner. He shook his hand as a practitioner was about to show him the permit for the event. "No need, I know you," he said. He had already signed the petition. He said in Chinese, "Falun Dafa Hao," "Falun Dafa is great," before he left. Elina and her boyfriend walked up to the practitioners and signed the petition before talking to them. She said that she had learned of the persecution of Falun Gong from an art exhibition. "I have seen Falun Gong practitioners' activities three times, in Stockholm, Jönköping, and Berlin. We absolutely support you," she said. A woman from Iran and her boyfriend carefully read the posters, after which they talked with the practitioners. A practitioner introduced the principles of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and talked about the persecution. The woman was interested in learning the Falun Gong exercises when she was told that there was a group of practitioners regularly exercising near the university where she worked. Bahar and his wife Marat were outraged after learning about the regime's organ-harvesting crimes. Bahar said, "It's horrible. The Chinese Communist Party is a demon." The couple, from Turkey, signed the practitioner's petition. Marat wrote down the contact information of a practitioner because she and her husband were interested in learning the exercises.
Slovakia. Public figures express solidarity with Falun Gong and condemn the CCP's illegal organ harvesting. After learning about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, including the Chinese regime's live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience, several well-known figures in Slovakia expressed their solidarity with persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. They learned about the situation in China from a video produced by the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, featuring Dr. Wang Zhiyuan, an investigator for the organization. The public figures expressing their support for Falun Gong practitioners included a former member of parliament and former chair of the Slovak Nation Council, a Slovak film director and actor, a doctor and university professor, and a Slovak physician, scientist, and rector of a private college. The former member of parliament and the former chairman of the Slovak National Council stated, "The power of the spirit cannot be defeated by violence or by matter. When I watched Dr. Wang's film about the persecution of Falun Gong members, when I heard a U.S. Senate resolution on the persecution of Falun Gong, when I heard the resolution of the European Parliament on this subject, when I heard that Israel and Taiwan had forbidden by law their citizens to receive transplant surgery in China, I felt horror and I was petrified. China now boasts economic power, fast trains, and so on, but all this makes no sense if they persecute Falun Gong members. This makes no sense because these great achievements of civilization will forever be tarnished by this persecution. I express my solidarity with these persecuted Falun Gong practitioners." The film director and actor said, "It is a scary fact that the organ trade is flourishing in China. People from all over the world come to buy health, but at the cost of murder or death of one of the Falun Gong practitioners. This is a fact that cannot be reconciled." The Slovak physician, scientist, and rector of a private college stated, "Our family spent 21 years together in communist dungeons. When I add up the punishments of my father, my brother-in-law, and especially my uncle, all in Slovakia who have survived interrogations of state security or any communist repression, whether national or religious, naturally have solidarity with other persecuted people because they have experienced it.
New Zealand. Falandafa welcomed by Christchurch Burwood community. Falandafa practitioners in Christchurch, New Zealand, were invited by the local organization Canterbury Better Breathing to introduce the Dafa exercises to the Burwood community on February 21st and 26th, 2020. The practitioners demonstrated the exercises under yellow banners reading, Falandafa is good, and The World Needs Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance. Sporting their traditional yellow exercise outfits, the Falandafa practitioners attracted many local residents who learned about the practice. The event organizers and local residents were happy to be able to learn the exercises. A man who lived nearby told the practitioners that he knew a little about Falandafa and the persecution in China. He said he admired practitioners and stood with them. He was outraged when he learned about the Chinese Communist regime's killing of practitioners for organs, and empathized with the hardships practitioners have endured. Another man who lived just opposite the park said he had observed practitioners doing the exercises from his lawn. He was not interested initially, but was intrigued when he saw them doing the sitting meditation. Pointing to the practitioner meditating, he said, "She looks really calm and peaceful, and that really warmed my heart." The man said he had always believed in the power of having a pure heart, and was saddened to learn about the persecution of Falandafa. A woman named Maria stopped by. When she found out that there were no Falandafa practitioners or group practice sites in her hometown, she was a bit disappointed. However, the practitioners told her about the Falandafa website, where she could download the books and exercise music free of charge. After the end of the event, the organizers and residents of the Burwood community took a group photo with the practitioners. The organizers and residents thanked the practitioners for sharing Falandafa with them. Every attendee departing in a car rolled down their window to wave goodbye to the practitioners. The event organizer emailed the practitioners to thank them for participating and asked to be notified of future Falandafa events. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.